So I remember I was sitting on stairs and I was just crying, calling my dad. And I said, you know what? I need to leave. I need to get out of here. I truly believe I need to get out of here. And so the best thing that we were looking that was kind of close was St. Charles. And Coach Gober, he used to be the head of St. Charles.
Sure.
At the time, I called him and I explained to him the entire situation. And so they ended up giving me a nice scholarship to get there.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. I was happy with because it covered a lot of the expenses.
You were talking about the Lord, and it seems like the Lord's directing your steps, even though you don't know it, even though there's just all this stuff going on that you're questioning to some degree, but it seems like the Lord's directing your steps and giving you wisdom to get out of these situations.
Well, I've always been praying about stuff like that. And the one thing that I find extra cool was during that time in Perfect Game, going up there on the weekends, we had to play on Sundays. Well, the closest church we had on those Sundays was a dual language church.
So that's
the first half in English, the second half in Spanish. And so I don't speak a whole lot of Spanish, but it was kind of cool just to see that transition in the middle of mass where they went from English straight to Spanish.
That would be fun.
I thought that was probably the best part about it. But when I went to St. Charles, I remember I got a chance to do my first outing and I pooped the bed. I absolutely just sucked. And so I was upset. I was absolutely distraught. And so second outing comes around. I get finally a decent shot. They just pulled the starter after like two innings.
So were you a reliever?
I was a reliever, yes.
Okay. Lefty reliever.
Mm-hmm.
Or is that what you're at today?
Yeah.
Okay. Just always like to double check.
Yeah.
Tommy Lane kind of bounced between a reliever and a starter. So I always
I did both when I was in Australia, but I really do like the relieving role.
So you're relieving for St. Charles Community.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And I finally get a chance to do a second outing and I tear it up. I absolutely tear it up.
That's awesome.
And so he said, yo, if you keep doing this, you'll be our number one guy, number two even. We just need you out of the pen. And so sure enough, I can't remember because it was a while ago. I can't remember if it was either the third or fourth outing I had at St. Charles where I break my olecranon bone in my elbow.
So show everybody where that's at. So you're throwing, and you said you were throwing, what were you throwing?
I was throwing
the changeup.
So the olecranon bone is a little part of the bone right here that attaches to the tricep.
Correct.
And all that. Now, I don't exactly know how I did it.
But you're throwing a changeup. Show us how you, when you're throwing a changeup, you're kind of going in and you're, kind of show them so that, and your elbow turns a little bit. So that would make sense. I mean, that's why that happened is you had that pressure against that bone there.
Yeah.
So.
And I remember when
you're throwing, how fast are you throwing at that time? Were you still throwing 80, 81? I imagine from 14, you're probably what, high 80s?
I would say I was probably mid 80s.
Okay.
Like 85-ish, if I remember right.
Okay. That's fair. I would have thought community college, you're probably between 85, 88 right there, what I would have thought in my head. So,
right.
Because that tends to be that area. You're making those maturity steps. Your arm strength starting to build up a little bit because you've been pitching for a while. So.
Right. So I ended up breaking it, and I remember because it happened in game. And it was... I think it was a 2-2 count, if I remember right. It was a like a need out on a count. And I remember throwing that changeup and all pressure just leaves on the arm. My adrenaline was so high, I didn't feel it at first. So my arm was hanging. I couldn't move it. But I said, you know what? I need to get this guy. I really do need to get this guy. So even though I couldn't move my arm, I couldn't feel it, I went to go throw a second one. And it went like 59 all the way to the plate. And then after that, I just looked at the catcher and then I just turtled backwards and just fell on my back. And I remember that's when the pain started setting in. So I just started screaming and all that.
Hey, thanks for watching this short with us today. And if you like it, check out our full episodes on our channel and website. We'll put those in the links below. And as always, Scott,
subscribe or subscribe and then like, whatever order you want, really,
whatever order you like. Yeah. Thanks.